saying goodbye to the yellow Bourbon, roasted by Drury, meant that I could say hello to the Sumatran Mandailing Grade 1 bean, also roasted by Drury, which I received. And opening the bag, I can see immediately that this roast has been taken further than the yellow Bourbon and further than the AAA BB plantation. It is a bit darker, and I wouldn't be surprised, although Drury keep a secret of their espresso blends, especially of the 100% Arabica espresso blends. Well, actually, they keep a secret of all their blends. But I wouldn't be surprised if this Sumatran Mandailing Grade 1 bean isn't part of one of their very good espresso blends. Maybe the Reserva, maybe the Cuidado. Espresso blends that I particularly like from Drury. And I've just pulled a double shot with the Mandailing. I had to kind of rethink and readjust again because, as I said, that bean is a bit darker than the other single origins that I have been testing. Yeah, I mean, it's extremely smooth. It is slightly older than when I tried the yellow Bourbon. So this is now coming into 2 weeks old, just a little bit over 2 weeks old. So it's lost a little bit, but it's still very good. It wasn't as thick and as rich in its extraction as the BB was and as the yellow Bourbon is. But still, it gives a beautiful crema, a beautiful Guinness effect. And I've just detected some really deep, rich notes in the nose already. And on the palate, extremely smooth, very pleasant, maybe just a little bit more grounded and earthier, if that's the right expression, than the yellow Bourbon was. But I think that this is mainly down to the roast. I've seen the Mandailing, the Sumatra Mandailing, roasted slightly lighter as well by an artisan roaster, and it had less of a, well, you know, if I say dark in the bean, it actually, I think, for my palate, transfers onto the palate as well as being a bit more grounded. It kind of pulls you down as opposed to letting you kind of experience something a bit more lighter and airy-fairy, if you want. But a very, very nice coffee. Standalone coffee, yes, but I'm sure this is one of their coffees that they use in their 100% Arabica blends. Might find out. I don't know if Ricardo will let loose and tell me. Would be interesting. Coffee Mamba Jumbo is always on the hunt to finding out exactly what's in every bean.